everybody. It is Saturday, 2 o'clock. It is Skid Row Studios. That means it's time for another episode of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. I am joined, as I am every lovely Saturday, by a host and panel of very funny people. Sitting across from me, Mr. Ken August. He's the host of the weekly wrap-up here on Skid Row Studios every Sunday, 4 to 5.
Hey, happy to be here.
That's right. That's your time to say
hello. No, that was my cue.
You were staring at me like, what? My turn?
Thumbs up.
I'm used to getting cut off this early.
That's nice. Give me a silent thank you. That works great in radio. All right. Next to him, we have Ron Swallow, who does, it is the Angry Dorks podcast.
Yeah, every Monday, 6 to 7. Hi, I'm very attractive.
I can vouch for him.
Yeah,
it's true. Over here, you know this man from all kinds of things. He is, you've seen him on How We Do It, Mobbed. He's now a writer, we can say, for the new show, right?
Sure.
I'll let you tell him.
Take it all.
With Howie Mandel. That's airing on what night?
It's after The Voice, coming up Monday and Tuesday.
Nice. Mr. Vic Cohen is here. You can also check him out on VicCohen.com. Very, very funny man. Also a show here. This is the great thing with Bad Advice. Everyone who comes on Bad Advice ends up with their own show.
Right. We took some bad advice and got our own show.
That's right. So, Vic Cohen, you are now doing It's a Fair Question.
I am. Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And please call. We've been getting lots of calls. And be patient when you call when you're on hold.
That's right. Now, to my left, nice. Always a pleasure having this lady here. She is hilarious. Miss Marie Dupretti.
Hi. I think I have an idea for a new show, too. So I'm the only one who doesn't have my own radio show.
Is it the one we talked about?
That one, and I have another idea, maybe.
Oh, so now you want two shows?
No, I just want one, but I'm trying to debate which one to pick.
But if you have two ideas, they can choose from one of those ideas.
It's true. All be
Marie,
in one.
Marie, they can also see you on
Nick Mom's Night Out, which is Nick Mom, which is Nick Jr. after 10 p.m., and also Parental Discretion.
Excellent.
Hey, Drew.
Yes.
Marie is such a tease. First of all, she came in with her bedhead. You know, she just rolled out of bed, which is really sexy. And then I came up in the elevator with her, and she had a trench coat on. It was like all you could see was her cleavage. I was thinking maybe she had nothing on.
She could be wearing anything, and you would think that that was specifically there to turn
exactly.
you on.
And she smells good, too. She smells like lavender.
Although I will say I don't know what Marie's show ideas are, but whatever it is, it needs more nudity.
That's from right. me?
Yeah.
Even sure, if it's, why yes. not?
I don't
it's
like
Bible study class, but you should do that with more nudity.
Yes.
Listen, if you're new to Bad Advice, what we do here is we take questions on any subject at all. And since we are completely untrained and unqualified, we will help you out with some horribly bad advice. We'll also take some weird news stories from around the world. People I feel need some advice, but we're too stupid or lazy to ask, but we're here for you, which is where we're going to get started. Today, our first story, this is a great one. This is out of Ohio. Apparently, Hall bit Oates on the face.
Oh.
They were involved in a drunken face-biting scuffle.
Oh, that is God. A great concert.
Is this not awesome?
Hall and Oates, the
Hall
group?
Bit Oates in the face. Police in Ohio say that two men, Scott Hall and Roger Oates, were involved in a bloody altercation that culminated in Oates biting Hall in the face just above his left eye.
Scott
the police
and Roger?
Report noted that a chunk of skin had almost been completely bitten off. According to police documents, Hall was watching football in his garage when Oates showed up with a friend. Angry that Hall would not testify on his behalf in court, a reportedly intoxicated Oates bull-rushed Hall and assaulted him.
So Oates is the man-eater.
Is this really the group, Hall and Oates?
It is not. Just two guys who were friends.
So you don't know Hall and Oates. You don't know Hall and Oates' first names, apparently.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Roger
it's
and Darryl Scott.
Darryl Hall and John Oates. Them.
That did not sound right.
No.
Scott Hall and Roger either. Oates. Well, I guess could be brothers of the original two, except that wouldn't really work because it's their first names.
This story would be a lot better if it was actually.
I like this part. Deputies wrote that Oates was later arrested at his home after a struggle in which police twice used a taser gun on him. Oates is charged with felonious assault, resisting arrest, and obstructing official business.
Which one of those is face eating?
Yeah.
That story bites.
Fuck you. I will kill you.
Maybe he was hungry. Maybe he was just hungry. He needed a snack.
It's a tough economy.
You see how fat that guy is, too? They got a picture of him. He's a fat man.
I don't know what either one of these people look like, but I want to assume Oates has a big mustache.
Maybe he was on acid, and he thought that dude's face was a donut.
Yeah.
That's sadly,
he looks a little like that guy, Michael Chiklis.
Oh, he does look like Chicklets.
Like a fat Chicklets.
Like a fat Chicklets?
Yeah, like an even fatter Chicklets.
Seriously, there was a time when a fat Chicklets was just Michael Chicklets.
Yeah.
I don't understand why this is a story. People bite each other all the time.
No, in your house. In your house, they bite each other.
But how often are their names Hall and Oates?
Exactly, that's the story.
Is that it? Okay.
Yes. It's like, well, here's the thing. You know, what were the, Siskel and Ebert?
If they couldn't do it,
one, because one of them's dead, and two, because the other one no longer has a face. Really? Too soon for that one? By the way, listen, I want to tell everyone, this is our second one. You are hearing us on Skid Row Studios, but also if you're listening to Extreme XM 165, you're catching us in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. So we are, in fact, on Sirius Radio, and I want to say hello to all our listeners there.
Hey, Drew.
Yes.
Real quick question. Is that why there's green lights, like there are green lights spinning around the room? Because it's also
no
one on Sirius?
No, it's a disco ball.
What lights are you talking about, dude?
It's a disco ball.
We have a light show in the studio.
We do. It's Laserium.
I don't see anything.
I'm just going to start humming Pink Floyd music any minute. Now, if you want to call the show, if you have a question or you want to comment on any of our stories, the number here at Skid Row is 800-893-9562.
I need some information.
Now, if you're hearing us, obviously, on XM 165, you're going to have to listen. You know, you're going to have to call in Saturdays 2 to 3, which is where we are every week. All right, this is going to bring us into our next story. This is in North Carolina. I feel a little bad for Mr. Benjamin Green because he allegedly went into a store and stole the Miley Cyrus themed blow up sex doll. This 22-year-old North Carolina man, Benjamin Green, is facing shoplifting charges after he allegedly stole an inflatable sex doll that looks like pop singer Miley Cyrus. Officials in Spartanburg, South Carolina, arrested Benjamin Green after an employee at Spencer's Gifts reported seeing him take a blow up Miley Cyrus doll from the shelf, remove it from the box, and hide it in his coat. Green reportedly passed all the registers before he was stopped by the employee, who then asked for the doll back.
Now, what is the difference between a Miley Cyrus, Miley Cyrus sex doll and Miley Cyrus?
The doll is smarter.
Okay, fair enough.
She's got bigger teeth. Oh, look at my gums. I swallow.
Personally, I would get the Lindsay Lohan, and the reason behind that is I like fantasies that might come true.
I don't know. I think she might be
happen.
A Hulk.
Lindsay Lohan?
I don't know.
The Lindsay Lohan,
make that happen.
The Lindsay Lohan doll still has an outside chance of getting arrested.
Yeah. If you have a little bit of cocaine, you can fuck Lindsay Lohan.
I didn't know they made a Miley Cyrus
sex doll.
Come on, please.
Is there a Spencer store in our town?
Yes, there is.
Here's the
really?
It says... when the employee stopped him, we'll get to your question in a second, but when the employee stopped him and asked for the doll back, it says at that point, the package allegedly fell out from Green's coat, presumably deflating any chance for latex love. Now, they show the box for, not the box of the doll, the box the doll
okay.
comes
I was like,
in.
This is fantastic. Okay, good.
And it says, they call this doll the Finally Miley, because I guess they were waiting for her to turn 18, this thing had been in the works. And
sure
the little tag on it says, Daddy's little stoner is ready for you to boner.
Oh. Daddy's little
stoner. I'm so glad that
she got caught smoking pot.
Yeah, she did.
How much salvia. Is that? Salvia, yeah. She got caught smoking.
That's about. Not salvia, that's pot.
Is that how she talks?
Yes.
Jeez, man, I'm so glad I missed her.
Like, she was kind of hot when she was young and like just Hannah Montana.
Don't
she
say
was
that.
All right?
No, never.
She wasn't, okay, not
she
hot.
Was 80%
she was okay.
teeth always.
But she was cute. Did you see her? Like, I saw her. It was on 2 and a Half Men. Did you see that?
She cut off all of her hair. Thank God this toy, the sex toy, has her with the long hair version, because if she looked like the friggin' Tinkerbell that she does now.
Well, they
do have that. That's the Justin Bieber sex
Benjamin
doll.
I would like to give Benjamin some advice.
Yes.
Benjamin Green, I want to tell you, first of all, that I admire your creativity. I have been there before. I have bought a sex doll on my, I will be honest.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
Was it one of the famous ones or just like?
No, I couldn't afford
it. Were you getting the budget generic sex doll?
It was actually a Joan Rivers.
It looked like Nipsey Russell.
I was very horny.
Discounted.
A sex doll that never stopped smiling.
Benjamin, you did the right thing. And yeah, it was made out of plastic. The Joan Rivers, for sure. But Benjamin, I congratulate you.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't be embarrassed. You're probably embarrassed. This has made the national wires and now has become the subject of bad advice.
Well, he should be embarrassed. He stole the damn thing if
that's
you just
where
bought
you
it.
Here's
the, you know what the retail price... Here's
yeah,
the
that's
thing.
What I was going to ask. How much does it cost?
The retail price for the Miley Cyrus doll is $19.99.
Oh, man.
It got released into the budget rack.
if you're so poor that... Look, dude, there's free internet porn. Seriously.
You know you're redneck when you buy a Miley. You steal a Miley.
You
exactly.
iPhone.
You know you're redneck. You know, here's the great thing. After they arrested him for this, he had to post a $1,000 bond.
Have you ever had a three-way with your sex doll, with your Joan Rivers and your Nipsey Russell sex doll? Have you ever had a three-way?
No, but the truth is, I am sure that everyone here, other than the lady...
Who's that?
Who's that today?
I love what crazy thing he's about to say that we all do. I can't wait.
I know every show Vic is always like, no, we've all done it.
I'm sure, 100% sure that everyone in this studio and the two guys in the control room booth have made love to a blow up doll at some point.
I have not.
Most people don't have access to a blow up doll.
I would tell you.
I have had a blow up doll before, so you assumed the wrong person.
You were the only one that did.
You married the blow up doll.
It was the Justin Bieber doll.
Nick has made love to our engineer. Nick,
Jeremy, have either one of you two ever had sex with a blow up doll?
Hell nah.
I have.
Ah,
there you go.
Jeremy may have today. Yeah.
We got one.
I was on a business trip in Virginia.
Is that what they call it?
And there's nothing to do in Virginia.
Besides a blow up doll.
So when you need to kill time, it's get me a blow up doll. Nice.
Was it a Miley Cyrus blow up doll?
Was yours one of those themed ones, or was it just your run of the mill?
No, it was your traditional blow. You know, that really cheesy plastic.
The only thing I would do, like with the blow up doll, like I would inflate it and use it like as a raft at the beach, like, you know, so you could just put it out there and float on it, so it looks like you're fucking it.
Or as a carpool.
Even though it's a blow, that's a good use. But even though it's a blow up doll, I still think it talks too much.
Of course, most of what it's saying is.
The worst part about making love to a blow up doll is afterwards. Because when you're done, you realize you're just with a blow up doll and you really feel like a loser.
Really? You didn't think it before?
Yeah, I can see Vic going, call me.
Never called.
I just met you. Here's my number. So call me, maybe.
Vic is like the only man alive with the blow up doll.
You can sing that song.
Well, if you cross your arms like that, you can sing.
Also, cleanup is a mess.
Yeah, Vic's just angry because the doll actually said no.
You know what I did with the globe doll?
What?
I punched it. Like, I just wanted it so I could punch something.
You got the Joe Pesci blow up doll. That's nice.
I got a 100-pound punching bag.
Isn't that why you have a husband?
I know, but I can't always punch him. He gets mad. So I got the blow up doll.
Yo, I need a blow up doll that's bat proof.
It was like one of those penguin things when you were little, the clown. You just keep punching it and it just comes back. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. I'll tell you this, Vic, and this is honest, because I saw this on HBO. I would never do the blow up doll because those things look cheesy. But you ever see these things are like $5,000. You ever see the living doll?
Oh yeah.
The what? The little tie hookers?
Yeah.
No. It's called the living doll. These things look and
like
feel
dolls.
Real.
I actually did a bad B horror movie where a love doll comes to life.
Well, that sounds kind of cool. That's Mannequin. That's the movie Mannequin.
It comes to life and kills motherfuckers.
Nice.
Well, it's kind of what Gus was saying, that you really don't want the doll to talk. You don't want it to come to life. Also a horrible feeling is after you're done, you look at their feet and they don't look at all real.
Oh my God. As you're sucking on them.
Mouth never changes. That looks real.
I find it hard to believe.
First off, you said make love to that thing. So do you give it some tongue? Do you give it some making out?
I find it hard to believe that Vic is that picky with the feet. Vic, you'd fuck a foosball player.
No, he is.
I don't think the feet are going to throw you off.
He is picky because he made sure it was BPA free because he cares about that.
Yeah, you don't want to do those Chinese love
harmful,
dolls.
Toxic plastic.
No, but they have no definition. And then they say it's all real, but it's not. I mean, even the hair's fake. You know, I mean, they make it seem...
on those love dolls. That's what I'm saying.
These guys are even worse. They have a husband, a wife, and they're like getting like five or six of these dolls, having dinner with them.
Yeah, it's crazy. These things look real. And they're, I'll say it, they're hot.
Yeah.
These things look unbelievably hot. And they have like warmers. I mean, if you get the fancy one, they have like warmers and vibrators. So you can like do them anyway. And it's
Mine wasn't like that.
That's a lot of money for something I can get taken care of.
Mine was $8 from the 99.
That's a lot of money
it's
for
really
a
crazy.
Perfect woman.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's a lot of money, though, for something I can take care of in a four-minute segment.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Like, why would I spend that much money with something that's going to take me a minute and a half?
And anything that has somebody else's hair. Anything that has somebody else's
no,
hair.
No, you don't use it just once. I mean, like, these guys, they send them out and they bring them back, like, maintenancing them, like, making sure that they, like, their hair
somebody,
is...
tighten them right up.
Somebody cleans the cum out of the sex dolls.
Yeah, they get maintenance and then they come back. And
I
like,
do need
one,
work.
It's like the people that come and clean your pool.
One similar, of the guys was, like, crying when he was painting her nails because he loved her so much.
But this is not what Benjamin Green hat.
I'm going to buy you one of these.
The hell was a Benjamin Green hat?
Do you want one of these? I will spend...
You should do it.
$5,000 to buy you one.
We should do a charity for Vic.
If you would, I would greatly appreciate it.
Really?
Yeah.
I may do that for you.
Let's start a charity on the radio. Can you send your dollars to the Vic
Cohen?
This is a good
idea. Here's what we are going to do.
Send your used dolls to
Vic. No. Here's what we'll do, because I'm pretty sure Vic will do this.
What?
If we raise enough money to buy a real-life sex doll, Vic will have to have sex with it.
Here?
On the show.
And tell us, on
will
the
we
show.
Have to watch?
Do I have to be there for that?
There's
throw
no way
up?
I'm doing that on the show.
There's no way you're doing that. You put a thank you note in your ass crack for
that's
a
true.
Guest.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
I want to review.
That thank you note has been
review.
In his ass. That thank you note has been in his ass for like weeks. So I just happened to be there anyway.
But didn't he like get a pap smear on his show? Like,
yes, he did.
If it's not on camera and it's just for you four.
It won't be on camera. In fact.
I don't know when that is, but I'm busy that week.
Yeah, me too.
No, thank you.
I would gladly make love to that.
I will have her be glad to hear your review of it.
We'll put it behind a curtain so he can talk to us while he's doing it.
Do we have to hear his love noises?
Is that fair?
Yeah. Oh, you're so pretty.
Exactly.
Miley.
So we can talk and ask questions
while
it's
going on, but we
won't see.
I really
want
to be with someone Jewish.
All right.
Yes. It will be Jewish.
To all our bad advice fans.
Yes, it's
what we're
going to
do.
You have to do it through a sheet, though.
Not that Jewish. Too Jewish.
All right, guys. This is what we're going
to
do before we move on to the next story. You can follow Bad Advice on the Bad Advice Facebook page. I need everybody or Twitter at Drew's Bad Advice. I want you to send me Twitters or go to the Facebook page for Bad Advice and let us know what, you know, your donation would be willing to be. And I'm going to start setting this up.
No way. I got to pull out.
I will put up the first $1,000. Okay. I will put up the first $1,000.
I'll give it 20.
This could be the first time we ever hear a sex doll get up and go, I've had better.
Or they'll scream rape.
We can reach the 5,000. We will have a Bad Advice.
That sounds good.
Sex
doll. No, it's tweets, by the way. It's tweets, not send me your Twitters.
I'm a technological retard.
He's crazy kids and their
challenged.
Gadgets.
No, I'm going to have to pull out of this.
I hate you.
Hey, Vic,
before
for the record,
or after.
For the record, it's a doll, so you don't have to roofie it, but if you need to.
If that's what you're used to.
But the doll, you know? The doll is going to scream, put me back in the box.
I've screamed that before, actually. I've screamed it numerous times.
You guys can make fun of that all you want, but I'm a great lover, and I'll bring women. I'll give you numbers.
We want photos, and we know because we have full episodes of you telling us what a great lover you are.
It's simply because we know that I'm comfortable saying this. I just want.
I'm an amazing lover.
I am too.
I believe her.
I'll do 10,000.
Here's the thing.
Love
I can believe both of you, but I only want her to prove it to me.
Yeah, it's true. I can hold my own. Is that fair enough?
That's
fair enough.
I have to hold my own.
I've had repeat performances pretty much every time. So I think that's like a good.
Yeah.
Until they free themselves.
It's either I'm nice enough that they want to keep having sex with me, or
they're chained to your wall.
Gus always gets repeat performances because he uses that Groupon 2-for-1.
Nice. Hookers at Costco are the best.
I want to remind everyone you are listening to Bad Advice. You're listening to us on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. We are here on Skid Row every Saturday, 2 to 3. I'm going to move on to the next story now. We have Willie Singletary. Willie Singletary is a Philadelphia traffic judge
who was
removed from the bench over a lewd photo. A Philadelphia traffic court judge was removed from office by an ethics panel for allegedly showing a female court clerk cell phone photos of his genitals. His lawyer, John Summers, called it a one-time accidental mistake and said that Singletary resigned from the bench in February. Apparently,
he was a judge?
Summers...
Oh my.
Well, according to Summers, the lawyer, Singletary and the woman were simply showing each other content on their cell phones when, for what was just a matter of seconds, she saw the photos in question. However, the woman said that Singletary then asked the woman, "Hey, do you like it?" Apparently, this is amazing. This judge was a former pastor who founded a West Philadelphia church.
Of course it was.
This man, he won office despite having a suspended driver's license that was suspended because he had $11,000 in traffic-related fines.
Nice.
He was also previously reprimanded for a video that was posted online that showed him suggesting to his campaign donors at a biker rally. This was done at Malcolm X Park, that they would find, quote-unquote, a hookup in his court.
You know, Drew, I read this story, and what they didn't include was the part when the judge showed the picture of his penis, he said, "Here comes the judge."
I love watching how mad Ron gets every time Vic does one of these.
This guy was a pastor. Makes me think that maybe that's not his penis that's pictured in that thing. Is there
some random child?
Yeah, that's
what I'm assuming. I mean, this kind of happened to me. Like, not the... Wait, let me explain.
Everything happens to you.
Well, this happened because, like, one of my friends...
I want to know, when did Hall and Rhodes bite your face?
That's going to happen later today.
I was...
Going through the phone?
No, I wasn't going through the phone. My friend was showing me a picture, and he was going through the phone, and then all of a sudden...
I had to grab my phone from someone for that very reason.
But I wasn't sliding and swiping. He was doing it, and then all of a sudden, a picture of his asshole...
Asshole? That's interesting.
Right. He was pulling the cheeks away.
That is no way to refer to your spouse.
So he must be gay.
He was gay, and he was pulling the cheeks away, and, like, literally, it was in my face, and then he was just like... Oh, and then he just kept going. I'm like, we can't not talk about that we just saw that.
There was no doubt. It wasn't like a wrinkled penny or something.
There was no doubt that that black hole was looking at me.
Was it one of those clown mouths you shoot the water in?
Sound?
What?
A couple people have seen my girlfriend's boobs on accident like that.
Was Vic smiling next to it with thumbs up?
There wasn't smiling. He calls it his starfish. So the starfish was...
I think that is so disgusting.
What?
Just calling it a starfish?
Just the idea. I mean, I've thought about taking pictures of my private parts on my phone all the time, but I don't. I use discretion.
You're a pussy.
Here's the thing is, you already made it clear that there's like four things in this world you wouldn't fuck. So the fact that that grosses you out, I think you're drunk.
This guy will eat ass all day long, but he won't take a picture of his butthole. Come on.
Without even knowing who the ass is attached to.
Random ass.
And tell the ass how good you are at eating the ass.
I didn't say I would do anything. I wouldn't make oral love to a rectum. I never said that.
It's implied.
I think you did. I think you said it was almost like an In-N-Out burger.
I never said that.
It's implied. Everything you say, I take that as you implying you would eat
you
ass.
You wouldn't do that?
For enough money.
$4 is not that much money.
I'll do that shit for free.
Yeah.
Some guy.
I like her.
Hell yeah.
Some guy for $4.
Wait, who said a guy?
This is a guy. This is a guy.
This was a guy.
I'm not familiar with, you know, the gay lifestyle, but do people look at a rectum like they look at a vagina?
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Let me clear it up for you. Yes. Do you like pictures of vaginas?
Yes, I love them.
Yes, is that where your dick goes?
That's where it goes.
That's why a gay man likes the butt.
When he can't find his dick, that's where his dick goes.
It's missing.
Well, apparently his dick can go anywhere, though.
I want clarification.
Okay.
You have the gay friend.
Yes.
So gay men look
just
at
you.
A
you.
Rectum.
Only you.
Just me.
You're the only one
I'm okay with that.
Friend.
I have a lot of gay friends.
I don't have gay friends. I have gay friends.
I just need clarification.
Yes.
Because this fascinates me. So gay men... in general, mm-hmm. we'll look at a male's rectum mm-hmm. as a straight man looks at a vagina?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Huh, 100%.
Your penis goes in there. Why wouldn't you look at it like that?
Except you have to say rectum, damn near killed him. Yeah, just heard that.
But it's the guy's asshole.
Right. Yeah. That's where he gets his pleasure, in the butt.
So they get turned on by the look of the actual rectum, the hole? Like
it's
some
like a
butts?
Hole like a girl has one.
So the hole, they look different?
Yeah, it's like I think like some of them...
Well, mine's super tight.
Seriously,
we've lost our minds here.
We're going to move on. Time machine's been 12 now.
I didn't even know that.
Hold on.
I didn't know that ass.
What happened to Vic? All of a sudden, Vic's like, watch an asshole. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not an authority on this subject because.
I didn't know they looked different.
I'm sure they do.
Well, I guess that's a good point. Slightly. If you haven't looked at a bunch of different assholes.
I mean, one can be deformed.
Oh, and some people bleach theirs, so they look prettier.
Mine wears a top hat.
I'm not like curious to look at mine.
Mine wears a cardigan. That's interesting.
Vic has cornrows going down it.
I'm curious now. Those aren't cornrows.
No, that's long back hair.
No, that was actually
corn. I had mine tattooed to look like B.B. King.
No, that was corn. That was actual corn.
That's just corn.
I would like to, now I'm curious because now I'm going to have I'm going to have a man who is gay look at my behind in a photo of what, or, you know.
It's another subject for your show. Another subject for you. Yeah. A gay man could come on and look at your butt and see if it's doable.
I know a really funny guy named Ty Rivera. He'd probably be willing to.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, because I'm curious. I want to look good
for
everyone.
We can get Jeremy to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeremy's seen me.
Jeremy, will you do that? Will
Jeremy
you look at Nick's
butthole
and tell him if he's attractive?
He says yes.
Okay, good.
Jeremy was there when I had the card in my ass, and the guy pulled it out. He took pictures.
All right, listen, but this is bad advice, so we're moving on. Again, our number here, 800-893-9562. You are listening to Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. Call us if you have a question or if you want to jump into any of this discussion, which has completely gone off the rails today.
Yeah, that was fun.
Before we get to some questions, we have a couple of very quick little things I want to cover. Two more quick stories. This one, my old stomping ground where I used to live, San Mateo, California. Apparently, a sex romp at a public park helped prosecutors convict a California woman of faking an ankle injury in order to collect workman's comp. Her name was Madupe Aduni Martin.
Whoa.
I know, there's a name. Madupe Aduni Martin.
It's the third one of those I know.
29.
I'm going to guess Martin's a married name.
Yeah. Right? How do you come to that one? So, she was sentenced to 9 months in jail on Thursday after pleading no contest to felony workers' compensation fraud. Martin was caught on videotape throwing her crutches into a car and running in high heels to meet her boyfriend at a public park where she took part in a sex act that doctors concluded couldn't possibly have been done with an injured ankle. It does not say what that act was.
So wait, it wasn't the throwing of the crutches and the running into the park on high heels.
That should have gave it away.
It was the fucking that gave it away.
Yes. That's why I'm wondering, what sex act is
she was twisting
requiring
her ankle
more than the throwing of the crutches and the running in heels?
Was there video of it?
He was like stretching her ankle out.
It says they caught it on video.
Yeah. I'm going to assume a blowjob.
Was she giving a figure four leg like standing?
That's on her knees,
like
squatting?
Why do you need
like a squatting blowjob?
You could have an ankle injury.
She was probably on a trampoline. And he was trying, and he was there too with her, and they were just trying to do it.
I'm going to go to Marie because this is one of those stories. Well, I am just assuming, Marie, I figure you have done this.
I have a trampoline. I haven't tried that.
And you're a tramp.
Not a tramp.
It's actually really hard to do it on a big trampoline.
I don't even think, Vic, I don't think Ron caught that one.
That's okay. May I talk to Madupe Aduni Martin?
Yes.
May?
What is it?
She's not listening. She's in prison.
Turn up your prison radio,
please. Yeah, I know.
Internet prison radio.
Madupe Aduni Martin, listen, yes. Vic.
Use your one call to get here.
I don't like you.
Shocker alert.
It's not because of your name.
I almost want us to go to hate. I can't stand people who try and bilk the system like you did. And, you know, this isn't advice. I would just, I'd watch what you do with your ankles in prison. That's all.
You didn't really think that one out, did you?
No,
Vic got mad and he's like, I thought I had something limp. I don't have much.
You know what? Be careful in prison.
I just hate her.
Before we get to our questions, I don't think anybody likes Aduni.
I don't mind her.
Really?
I think she was just stupid putting heels on, throwing her crutches in there and doing like a marathon.
How about be a better criminal? How about that?
Just do better if you're going to do that.
Don't be an idiot when you're going to try to bilk the system. Be good at it.
Exactly. Be good at it.
At least do it like a neck injury because you could have kept the collar on and still like had your sex
act. Have like a boot on one foot and then a high heel on the other one.
There you go.
My guess is that a lot of weak guys are into injured women. You know, they like a cast on
the
leg.
They're harder to get away.
Ones that can't run is nice. It's good.
I played a stripper on The King of Queens and I had a broken foot on the show.
Oh, that's hilarious. Were you like a day stripper?
Yeah, I was a bad stripper and they liked it. Yeah,
are guys who, there are, you know, fetish sites where there are women just in leg cast.
Body cast.
Here's the thing. That actually is going to lead us to this next story. When you talk about these sites. It's a hot list. I'm not going to go over all of them, but 20 of the most bizarre ways to find love. You know, they have all these dating sites.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the crazier ones that are real and exist. And the reason I brought this article in is some of them apply to my friends right here on the show.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. Our first one is called womenbehindbars.com. Now, when I say this applies to, you know, many of us here, I would say 80% of these are going to apply to Vic.
And Sal's not here, so.
Sal's not here. The
is
other
that
20...
like a bar, like where you drink?
No, womenbehindbars.com.
Oh, okay,
this service matches incarcerated women with people looking for love.
People looking for love with people who can't get away.
No, I'm scared of I'm scared of people in prison. So
are you
like
okay?
That.
That's not for you.
Looking
about,
for love.
I mean, I'm not. The, look at a photo.
I think it's funny that you're scared of them. I mean, like maybe I don't want to date somebody from prison, but scared of them? That's interesting.
I'd be scared to like make love to a woman behind bars.
You'd be like, well, if you're so good, there's like a reasonable chance she's not going to shank you.
Hey, Vic, you can get a free membership to look at a picture of my spreadoutanus.com.
She's also not going to complain.
You think they're really aggressive in prison about that?
Actually, like, that's not true. She may complain. She may be like, I get one of these every 6 months.
My conjugal? This is where I do my conjugal with your ass, and then she cuts it.
She cuts. She's like, mother, she's like, look, you don't give me an orgasm, I'm going to shank you.
Why is it everyone's doing an impression and it's all an angry black woman?
I don't know. Oh, it seems
about,
fun.
Hey, man, you're going to give me an orgasm.
Oh, I could do a Puerto Rican. Like, oh, my God, you call that a penis?
Very good. How about we could do a white trash? Like, look, you don't lick my pussy rat.
I'm going to shake you with my toothbrush.
Yeah.
I want to correct the record. I'm not scared of people in prison. I'm scared of making love to a woman and creating a relationship.
Now that he's giving thought to. He's giving thought to that.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Okay, you mean feelings? I understand.
Well, our next one, this one is clearly for our friend Ron here.
Ooh, cosplay.
Trekpassions.com. Perfect
Hell.
For Star Trek fans looking for someone to beam them up.
I am looking for someone to beam me up.
All right. We got that one.
I want a holodeck thing,
and then
though.
This one,
everybody
I think
looks
we, all
like
know,
Spock.
We all know who this one's for. 420dating.com.
Oh, that's nice.
The number slang for I smoke weed, so only stoners should check out this one.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, there you go.
That is
fantastic. Can we get a bunch of people to send in money for that?
Forgetting the name of the site.
You guys meet up at the dispensary. It's so cool.
It costs a fortune in food. You know,
I know, right?
That's nice. This sounds fantastic. Can you get people to give in money for
that? It's the one place where everybody has the same match because everything they're interested in is like Oreos. And
you have a snack date.
Action TV. And not leaving the house.
Exactly. I forget
you know,
meeting
no
the
one
same
on
chick.
That site goes, oh, I enjoy walks on the beach.
They're like, they're all just like, oh my God, my doctor says I have to do it. I'm deficient in onion dip or something.
I was actually on that site for a while, but I lost my membership because I was too tired and bored to keep sending messages. I'm going to talk? Yeah. Jesus.
It's like, you got to imagine those
like
are not
cartoons.
I keep meeting the same person over and over and forgetting,
cartoons.
Though. That was helpful.
I'd imagine they're not
and
the
she
most attractive.
Too. She's like, have we met before? Like, I don't know.
That's great. You keep doing the same way. But okay, check that out. Then you got lonelynolonger.com. This is a dating network for adults
that
with schizophrenia. And other mental illnesses.
Oh, no, that's perfect.
Oh, that's
crazy in the head, crazy in bed.
Yeah.
Vic, how long you been a member
but
of that?
The thing is, if you put two of them together, that could just be, I mean.
Two bipolar? Yeah.
What's that one called again?
Do they connect? Do
I knew Vic would like that one.
Connect?
It's called Lonely No. Yeah, lonelynolonger.com.
Okay.
That should be called get two different types of blowjobs in the same night from the same person.
Yeah. Now, I'm just guessing. I'm saying maybe this next one's for me. Maybe not.
Okay.
This one. DarwinDating.com. Only the gorgeous get hooked up on this site. They ban anyone wearing nerdy glasses or sporting sweat patches.
That's a little cocky of you, Andrew.
I'm just kidding.
What the hell's a sweat patch?
You know,
what
under
is
the
a
arm
sweat
thing.
Oh.
Well, I still don't know.
I just don't know what a sweat patch is.
A sweat patch. You raise your arm and there's a little
patch. Who does that?
Thing. People have that.
Somebody who's
yeah, but you said it like people wear it. Like, oh, wait, hold
now, Ron,
on. Give me
this
my
one
shirt
also,
and my sweat
this
patches.
One's total, this next one's Mr. Ron Swallow here.
Okay.
Geek to Geek.
Oh, I'm already on that.
Finds the perfect nerd for you. Are you really?
Yeah. That's I was onto that, on that before I started dating my lady.
Don't you have a
That's
girlfriend?
So cute.
It was before I started dating my
You're
lady.
You're still on it?
Yeah. Geek to Geek. Well, I checked it out just because I thought it was interesting because it has a giant list of like, well, it's not as good. I'm actually going to make a better one because... what I actually want to make is one that has the same, it's like Match.com. You answer questions that are nerdy questions, mm-hmm. and then you get your geek match.
Oh, that's so cute.
So that way when you get together, it can be like, oh, well, we already know that we like Dungeons and Dragons. I'm sorry, what?
So what does this site do? The one that you're
This one's sort of like that, but it's not as it's not as cool. It's more as like, hey, we're both geeks. Let's talk.
Right. We're going to talk about this more on Ron's show.
Yeah.
Next one. This one's, I guess it's good, but it's called PositiveSingles.com. They make that sound very good, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
PositiveSingles.com, they boast 60,000 dating success stories among their members, all of which have an STD.
Oh, not just an STD, but I thought it would just be AIDS.
I thought it'd be HIV.
You don't want STD? Yeah, you know me.
I don't know. All right. Their theme song.
That sounds like a good way to make mutant strains of STD problems.
Yeah, What's that again?
Oh my god, man. Every weird positive one applies to him.
PositiveSingles.com.
By the way, just for the record, I have no venereal disease.
I believe this.
And Vic, you may want to keep your sex doll and wrap it around your dick as a condom when you go to this site.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Our next one, AmishOnlineDating.com. This site promises to help lonely Amish men and women find love if they can get to a computer.
How do they get online? Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense. They're not supposed to use computers.
If they can get to a computer.
They leave their Amish world sometimes for a year.
Yeah.
And then they have to, maybe that's
this
one.
Next one, this is the last one. This one's kind of creepy. Ostodate.com. This site defines ostomy as a surgically created opening in the body for the discharge of body waste.
What?
The most common type is a colostomy, like a colostomy bag. So if you're looking for someone who has one, this is the place for you.
Oh, if you both have colostomy bags?
Yeah.
You can hook up?
Either that or
actually,
one has the bags and you just have the shoes.
Right?
There's two things that could be happening here. One, somebody who has the weirdest fetish ever. Or two people who are like, this is all uncomfortable and I can't get a regular girlfriend. So if you have one and I have one, actually...
We don't have to have that discussion.
I think that might be what's going on.
Mark the date because you just found something I can't jerk off to.
But Vic looks all thrilled.
I'm just imagining it must be a mess.
You got to go slow. You can't get into that, do me faster, because then there's like...
Unless it's filled up.
The term fuck the shit changes it.
All right, guys,
there's nothing there for me, though. There was no, you know,
you're married.
But there is a site for married people. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, Dolly Madison.
Yeah, and they all like cheat on each other.
We're moving on. Okay, we got to get to questions. I want to remind you, if you're listening to XM, you're listening to Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. Our hashtag at Twitter is Drew's Bad Advice. Make sure you find us on Facebook. You are finding us right here on Skid Row Studios. And it's time for questions. People have sent them into the website. Sometimes they call in, but we got a lot of them today. Our first one is Helen in San Francisco. Helen said, I just found out my boyfriend gets paid to have gay webcam sex. He insists he's not gay and that it's just a job. Should I believe him?
Yeah, Helen?
It's a rim job. That's the job.
Helen, this is Vic. You live in San Francisco. Your boyfriend's doing gay webcam stuff. He's gay.
But how is he gay?
No, he can't be gay.
Is there another person there? Or is it just
Helen has a penis.
Which is also possible. Helen.
But is he just by himself doing this?
I'm a little confused too. But I'd have to have some backup questions. Is it webcam where he's like actually banging a dude, or is he just jerking off?
No, I know a little bit about webcam stuff. Basically, what goes?
Oh my god, the authority!
Do you? I would have never guessed.
Shocking.
He's fucked it on cam.
No. The way it works is there's someone alone in a room. And it's basically like having phone
not gay
sex,
at all, then.
But it's cyber sex.
He's not gay, but
what goes on.
He just knows his audience. He's targeting the right audience. He's going to pay his ass.
If he looks like a twink and he's jerking off.
Here's the thing. I would do that. I would like...
You do it now. What are you talking about?
No, I meant for pay.
Oh, fair enough.
You are so gay.
Should I do that?
It's a nice thing. I mean, it's not a bad thing. But if you would sit in a room and touch yourself with a man looking at you... that's gay. And it's fine. Call it what it is.
I don't think
Hold on. If that's true,
for pay?
When I came in his face, you're going to tell me that was gay?
Yes.
Oh, no, okay. I'm pretty sure. Did you make eye contact?
No, that's not gay.
I don't believe that statement because Drew is very tidy. He would never let you do that to his face.
Drew really makes me feel any better. I thought of you the whole time.
You piss me off.
I'm making you angry now?
You piss me off and you make me angry because you're not being honest. You've done porn where penises have touched your leg.
Dude,
okay.
He's going to the mall when he just touches his leg.
I'm
going to
make you gay.
Hold on. You've done porn where testicles, a man's testicles, touched your testicles. And you cannot tell me that that's not gay?
The movie said starring Drew Marks and eight testicles.
That's not gay.
That's gay.
You're not understanding what gay is, man.
Yeah, that's not gay.
You're so capable, and I know you're not like a homophobe.
I'm not at all.
But you totally are ignorant.
No, listen, Ron. Straight men do not rub testicles together. I know what gay is.
No one's rubbing anything together trying to make fire.
I'm
not ignorant. I know exactly what being gay is.
Loving another man.
I get that.
And being attracted to another man.
I understand that.
If they bump while having sex with a woman in the middle, that's different than like, hey, you meet at the mall and you run and bump balls together. That's different.
Does that happen to you at the mall?
Sometimes
we bump balls.
Hold on a second. I want to address what Ron said. Ron, okay.
And then we're moving on.
Okay, I'm perfectly aware of what being gay is, and I understand that it's an attraction to
You didn't even know they like buttholes.
You didn't even know what an asshole looks like.
Gay men generally, it is a fact that gay men generally do things together with their organs together, and that is an act of showing love. But just like straight guys will have sex with a woman and they don't love them, it's this. If he's rubbing his penis, Drew here with other guys, that's not exactly a heterosexual act.
Is different than hey, do you mind if I rest my dick on your forehead?
They're not docking, dude.
Yeah.
By the way,
I don't even know what that means. Is that a
verb?
A guy has isn't circumcised, and then they like put the.
Oh, that's so weird.
Now I think you're gay.
I know stuff. We've
spent too much time.
And so, I love gay men, by the way.
You know, just to get back to your bad advice, and then we're going to move on to the next one. He's not gay, and if you're watching on the webcam and he happens to, like, his balls touch another pair of balls, it doesn't make him gay. All right.
No, and thanks for starting a friggin' fight, Helen, in the friggin' studio.
By the way, though,
make him buy her boots with his gay cam money.
Okay, yeah, that seems fine. Get something out of it. Okay, next one.
I love gay men, by the way.
That's
obviously
nice. Okay. All right, our next one comes from Becky. Becky wrote and said, my husband of 2 years just revealed to me that he still has a security blanket. Now, he's hidden that fact from me up till now. He says it keeps him calm. He even takes it to work with him. Am I wrong for thinking he should be able to give it up?
Well, it depends. Is her husband 9? Because if he is, then it's fine.
Or he could have a mental disorder. Like, honestly, that he needs to have that blanket to keep his anxiety down.
The fact that he got married means he has a mental disorder. Oh, yeah, no.
Except my husband, right?
Yes. No, not
Don't
so much.
Make me get all gangsta on your ass, Gus.
I'm sure it's perfectly normal.
I missed the question.
You missed the question?
I was still thinking about the gay conversation.
I didn't want to pick on you. I knew you're a nice person, Gus.
Her husband has a security blanket. He's kept it a secret from her, but she thinks he's old enough and he should be able to give it up. But he like carries it with him everywhere and takes it to work.
Okay, so what's the question?
The question is, are you paying any attention?
Thanks. Glad we can bring this to a halt for you, my man.
Well, give Vic a gay magazine so he can focus on something.
Vic has his pacifier in his purse.
I was in my head because I am so gay friendly and I felt bad what Ron said.
Everybody assumes you're an everything phobe right now.
No, I'm not. Ron, you know I'm not a
Of course I know that.
I mean, I know for a fact
he doesn't like Japanese people.
No, if anything came across that way, that was not my purpose.
I don't want this to be misunderstood.
It's not that you, and let me be clear, I don't think you dislike them by any stretch of imagination.
You just don't know how they work.
I don't know if this is true either, but I've been telling people that you kill 3 gay people before every show.
Don't say that.
Is that not true?
Take that back. It's far less.
Take that back. Two per show.
He takes
it back. Take that back.
No, all right, Becky. No.
Take it back.
Two per show.
We have to move on.
Please take it back.
The little chihuahua's mad. Stop it.
Leave it alone.
He doesn't kill as many gay people as I pretended.
I would never kill anyone.
I'll take it back for Gus.
Thank you. I'm not good at taking back.
I love gay people.
Of all course right. you do. You're adorable. Leave Vic alone.
That's it. Moving on. Becky, I'm sorry we couldn't really help you too much with your security blanket issue, but we'll move on to the next one.
I felt like we helped.
Joseph in San Diego wrote and says, I'm 35. I've tried to follow my dreams and it just didn't work out. Now I'm broke and I need money badly. Someone asked me to be a drug mule. I've never done drugs of any kind myself, but I'm thinking of doing it. Should I?
No, because that thing, that capsule can get a rupture in your butt and then you could die.
See, Vic, when you jam things like this in your ass, is it just for fun or are you actually smuggling stuff?
I just put thank you cards.
You guys, no cocaine.
He's the first drug dealer that gets Vic and goes, what do you mean, a thank you card only?
First of all, you should, this person, what's her name? His name?
His name is Joseph.
Joseph, watch that show on National Geographic about
Locked Up Abroad.
I mean, absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, the other thing is, if you're in San Diego, I'm assuming you're going to get drugs in Mexico, and they don't even have good drugs. So my advice is, yes, you should do it, but go somewhere worthwhile like Colombia.
I'm not afraid to lock up abroad on occasion.
I say no. I say, have you ever seen Breaking Bad? Like, learn from that shit. Like, don't do it.
Okay.
You're taking your lessons from Breaking Bad?
Yes, I live by it.
Good decision.
I also think you're a moron, Joseph, for even, even contemplating it.
All right. Well,
except for that it's awesome.
I will say this. If he already had drugs in his ass, you might as well do it.
Yeah. Well, okay, final piece of advice.
Also, it's badass.
If you're going to do it, you should do it in a very nice country because that way, if and when you get arrested, at least you get to stay someplace tropical.
Good thinking.
All right.
Yeah.
Now.
But an ass is not a purse. Okay, go ahead.
This one, Ricky wrote in and says, I want to break up with this girl I've been seeing, but every time I try, she starts crying and I give in. How can I do it and make it stick?
Wait, what is she doing?
It's called texting.
Yeah. High five.
Ricky wants to break up with this girl, but every time he tries to do it, she cries.
You got
to
do it.
This happened to the situation in Jersey Whore.
I hate you so much. I loved you up until now. Everything you've done up until now just got wiped clean.
He had a breakup. He made it official, and then he had a breakup with her because she was talking like a whore, and he's just like, oh, you're not a girl I could bring home to mama. So he broke up with her, but it took forever.
You should hit yourself with that bat you threatened us with.
And then she keeps stalking him in the club.
So the situation broke up with anybody?
I know. I was surprised they even made it official
with
anyone. Sorry. Shiny ball.
The question is, how does he get away from her?
Yeah.
Text her.
I
assume he's living with her, so take all your shit
and move out.
Move out, and then text her. Be like, "Sorry, I'm a coward, but we're done."
It's quite a test. When did you start calling Vic shiny balls? First of all, was my question. What was the shiny ball thing you were just screaming?
No, I told her to focus, and she's looking for something shiny.
That makes more sense.
Although I will call you shiny ball from now.
All right, so text, that's fine.
Yeah. I think you got to do it three times. Just text on the third time.
Yeah, on the Sex and the City, they did it on a Post-it note.
Ooh, or fuck her sister.
Just kill her.
Fuck her sister.
Killer's nice. Killer. Fuck her sisters, you can do it.
She's
less
maybe
prison.
Maybe get Vic to do it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, Vic.
Or you could fuck her brother.
No, Vic won't kill her unless she's gay. So.
Vic going out of his way to prove how anti-gay he is, fuck the brother.
I would say...
It's not even gay.
I mean, how not anti-gay you are. Fuck the brother.
I would tell her that I just had sex with a tranny and I didn't use a condom, and so...
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. Do that one.
She goes with the truth technique.
Start cheating and get caught.
Here's the problem. Whatever you're... What's his name? He's Joseph.
Ricky,
women cry. That's what they do. If you want to be with a woman, get used to it.
Learn to enjoy it.
Yeah, we do
don't
cry.
Be so influenced
we cry.
By it. That all right. Manipulation.
This next one is evil. I'm sorry, but Bethany. Okay,
whore.
Bethany wrote
it's my
in
ex-wife's
said,
name.
Bethany
I'm
Frankel.
Currently
Bethany.
Serving on jury duty. The guy on trial had a one-night stand with me several years ago.
Oh.
He pretty much just used me and never called.
Uh-oh.
He even looked right at me and didn't recognize me.
Oh, shit.
Now I just don't feel like I can be impartial. I so want to vote him guilty.
But she got
passed? Should I tell them at the court or just get even?
Oh, get even.
Good question.
Depends if it's like murder. This is a serious... If it's something small, like jaywalking, just get even. If it's something major, like life in prison... You gotta
seriously, if she's thinking about it, I don't think she's going to make that kind of distinction.
No, probably not. She's pretty pissed.
I think she's in a good position right now. Actually, I'm really impressed with you, Bethany, wherever you are.
I think she should go on Facebook and be like, "Look, dude,
That's it?
Look, dude.
A lot of people are going to like a post that just says, look, dude.
Hold on, yeah, let me like that message.
If you get out of this, you got to give me whatever money you hid selling being a drug mule.
What do you think, Vic? Do you think
Bethany, here's one of my problems. Bethany, this is what happens when you date bad boys. Okay, you ladies love bad boys. Now you got one in prison and you're in jail. Or where is it? Court?
In court. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What? Why do you just automatically jump to the woman's defense? You ever think maybe she sucked in bed?
And he just didn't remember her?
There's nothing memorable about it. That's why he never called me.
Maybe
he
took a picture. I don't know, man.
I remember every single girl I've had sex with.
That's because one is easy to remember.
Yeah, but you're saying you didn't want to call.
No, this is the 20s.
This is why Ron kills the women after he fucks.
I feel like Vic and Marie, but this happened to me.
Yeah, I take pictures of them after.
You don't remember the good, the bad, and the ugly? I mean, come on.
I was bartending at a restaurant in Palo Alto. And this girl and I'll tell you this story very quickly because it's a horrible story, but it's only going to take a second. I went out with this girl, slept with her once. Never called her again because I wasn't interested and the sex wasn't good.
Oh,
the condom broke.
Dick.
She got pregnant. I was never told. I found out years later. I could never understand why this woman hated me as much as she always seemed to. She would come to where I would be doing stand-up, come in, give me a disgusted look and slam the door and walk out. I'm like, all
right. Wait, did she have the baby?
No.
Oh.
No.
You could have had a teenager.
I found out later why she hated me. It was at my friend's wedding, and my friend who was her friend was just drunk and laughing. I was like, what's so funny? She said, you never knew why Lori hated you. I'm like, no. She goes, let me tell you. You know when you slept together and didn't call her? I'm like, yeah. She goes, yeah, she got pregnant. I'm like, oh my God. So that's why she hated me. She goes, no, there's more. I'm like, really? Oh. Yeah. She apparently went and got an abortion, and they gave her these muscle relaxer pills.
Uh-huh.
And when she was recovering at home that night, her favorite cat got into her purse, ate the pills, and she had to go back to an animal hospital and pay $800 to have her cat's stomach pumped.
Oh, this is all your fucking fault.
And get an abortion.
Yeah, all in one day.
It's all your fault, and it was my scumbag.
and then, to make matters worse, I was now bartending at this restaurant. She came in with three friends, and apparently I went right up to the table and offered to buy her two friends a drink because I was flirting with one of them and I didn't recognize her.
Oh, you shit. Are a piece of crap.
Yeah, you're kind of a piece of shit.
You are the murderer of babies.
This is what I get out of this. Why are you wearing condoms that are busting? You know,
maybe he's got a situation in his pants. Yeah, maybe
his dick is too big, and Magnum's not even big enough.
I didn't know they made Magnums.
No, are you buying really cheap condoms?
He didn't have a condom. He put a little tinfoil on the tip.
I mean, was it at the 99-cent store you got this thing? Like, what the hell was it? Was it made in China?
Don't work nearly as well as they say in commercials.
They refer to them as pre-owned.
Refurbished.
Don't get your condoms at Fry's.
Did you know it broke?
No.
No.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you see that it was kind of light in the you know?
You don't pull it out
bag?
And notice there's a hole at the end?
You don't all of a sudden get feeling on your dick and get confused? That doesn't happen to you?
Even worse, he thought there was another broken one already in there.
Do you think
the one that was already in there. Sorry, that guy.
No, do you think when you ejaculated,
There is usually shredded plastic hanging from my genitals.
Looked like a fan just ripped it apart.
Do you think that your ejaculation was so intense that it blew the lid off the end?
I'm calling the fire hose for nothing, folks.
That's fascinating. Well, I'm glad we helped.
I don't know what we did for that person.
The thing about it is he's really modest, but he does have a very large male member, and you do wear magnums,
male
don't
member.
You?
Male
you
member.
You do wear magnums, don't you?
Yeah.
You do? What? Say it loud. Be proud.
No.
Say, what do you wear?
Leave me alone, Vic. We're moving on.
With a sweat sock.
That's weird because I wear 22s.
Man, can you not see him when he's behind
Wait
you? What do you mean, what does he wear?
Is there sizes on the condoms?
No, I'm making a joke because Magnum is a big gun
he's
and the 22 is the smallest.
He doesn't talk about
gun.
It, and that angers me.
Not a good joke because I'd explain it.
Because that's what people want
to
hear about.
It's not important to
How
this.
About I tell you that my husband wears Magnums? Does that make you
Bam,
happy?
Nice job. Now I know I can't fuck
on his head.
That makes him happy. It makes your husband happy that you said it.
Exactly.
I don't know if I'm buying it.
You like Marie's husband.
No, but you do have a very large member, don't you?
That's the rumor.
What the... Let's get to the next question.
This one comes from Joel in Grand Rapids. Joel said, I'm in college and I've been sleeping with my biology teacher. I just found out she's giving me a C as my final grade.
Fuck this.
I am royally ticked off. I did get a C on my final, but she told me that I'm the best lover she ever had. Mm. That has to be worth something. Should I report her to the university for sleeping with me?
First, threaten her, and then get that better grade. That's what I say.
Apparently, she's only slept with D's or below. Because if he's the best.
Actually, I got some advice. Yeah. Stop being a fucking idiot. C? You got a C? You're right. An idiot.
Yeah, maybe less fooling around and more studying.
Why don't you study a little bit, you dumb fucker?
How did Einstein do, by the way? Einstein did all right with that.
Yeah, he did all right with that.
First of all, I think that this is Joan.
Joel? It's not a lesbian.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I had written down the wrong one. Joel, I want to congratulate you for making love to a professor. And I think that's what it's been.
Yeah, very good.
You know, that's the great, that's it. There's nothing else after that.
I say you won. You won, Joel.
Yeah. Good advice. Keep banging your professor and maybe you'll get smarter.
Yeah. When you're having sex with your professor, it immediately becomes a pass-fail class. If you pass, you're fine.
I just think, Joel, that you're in a great position just like Bethany was.
Missionary.
Take it.
Doggy.
Yeah, make it happen. Get your grade. Yeah.
All right. Okay, this next one is
where are they
disturbing.
Going, BYU? Ball State? Go on.
This person wrote in and says, I just found out my new girlfriend is a virgin. I don't know whether to be turned on or repulsed.
Hello.
She's 65.
He
wants to know, do I deflower her or ditch her?
Oh, don't worry.
This is from Dick in Sioux Falls.
It's not like deflowering her really at this point because there's no blood left in there.
Oh my God. It's not a flower. Yeah, the flower is gone.
It's one of those, you know, dead roses.
Or the dandelion that you blow away.
How do you deflower a pine cone?
Or a fossil.
There are no flowers. It's just mulch.
Yeah, not a lot of flowers.
He's got a fossilized uterus. I don't think there's any...
not a lot of flowers growing in
the desert. Get that shit on and be sure to use lube because it's going to be dry as a motherfucker.
Here's my question. Do you plan on doing a lot of pounding when you're 65 years old? What? How much pounding is he doing with the woman who hasn't been laid?
Maybe she used to be a nun.
And I only got like 4 or 5 minutes in me now, so...
Here's the thing, it may be dry, but it's going to be pretty tight.
Good point. Yeah.
I would do that because a woman is a woman. And it doesn't matter the age. Women have needs. Yeah. And even if you're 65, you know, if you go online, you'd see there are lots of older women who enjoy sex very much. And I would go for it.
I'm not so sure.
I agree.
Have you noticed his voice changes when he's defending women? He's got a defensive women voice.
He does. I appreciate it.
You know, it's a shame he can't get that same voice for gay people. But fair enough.
Oh, no. I don't know if it's dry though. Like he could get rug burn on his
chafing.
Why are we assuming it's still tight? She's 65 years old. I don't go inside a woman's breast, but at 65, they're still hanging down to the floor. Why are we assuming she's still tight?
Yeah. Her labia.
Women get older. I don't think their labia stretches.
Oh, and just because she's a virgin doesn't mean she didn't jam a dildo in there a few
times.
That's
a good point.
Her labia minora are probably touching the floor.
Either that, or her anus has an all night entry sign.
Oh my God. We are filthy animals.
That might have been the dirtiest show we've ever done.
I think women are beautiful at any age.
I apologize for losing control of this show early.
I think women are beautiful at any age.
Yeah, we know.
So we say go for it.
I
want to remind everyone one more time, you are listening to Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com.
And wrinkles
are soft.
We've got
time for one more question before we have to wrap it up. So let's go with a good one. Let's see. All right. Oh, God, I'm hesitant to do this one.
Do it.
Really? All right, we've done a filthy show. Do we end it on that?
I mean, we might as well, because we've been disgusting this whole show.
Darren just sent something in. Darren texted and said, I like having my ass played with during sex.
Nice.
The girl I'm seeing never seems to go there. How do I get her to play with my ass?
Put a snack in there, like her favorite snack.
Oh, that's good thinking. No. This is something you could do.
Really? Hey. Like a cheese ball?
Yeah, like what's her favorite? If she likes, buffalo mozzarella with a little pot,
basil. Is she Italian? a little sun-dried tomato in there.
How long are you keeping it in your ass? You just placing it there when shit starts? Are you doing that at the beginning of the day?
This
should be Vic's question.
This could be dangerous.
It could be.
No, you bury a credit card in it and you make it unlimited.
Oh, you see how
she'll be in there every night.
He giveth and then he taketh away from us women.
You just acted like you weren't sexist and then said the most sexist shit I've ever heard.
I know. I love women, but watch this.
Make her make you food.
You take her shoes off
because she's pregnant.
You know what I would do? I'd put diamond earrings back there.
You know what
but
I
do you
would
tell
do?
Her? Because you're going to you know have to tell her in advance, in which case you're making it sort of like a treasure hunt.
Well, what kind of playing? Is it, does she want like, are you Monopoly? Playing Monopoly with her
I'm
ass?
I'm going to tell you a secret. This is very, very simple. If she's an adult, this is all you do. Go, hey, would you play with my ass when we fuck around? And you know what she'll say? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right.
And, if, and here's the other thing. If she balks, and I wanted to use that word today, get her gloves. You know, like garden gloves or...
Oh, yeah, yeah, garden gloves, because that'll feel good.
Yeah, right. That's nice.
Or vinyl. Well, ooh, vinyl's
listen,
a good
we've, got, we've got 50 seconds, so I want to thank everybody for being here. We got Ken August, host of the weekly wrap-up every Sunday, 4 to 5. We got Ron Swallow,
yeah, Facebook.
Angry Dorks podcast, which is every... What is it?
Monday. 6 to 7.
Vic Cohen on Tuesdays at 9. Yes, it's a fair question.
V-I-C-C-O-H-E-N, Facebook, find me.
Marie Del Preti.
At Marie Del Preti on Twitter. Follow me.
I am Drew Marks. I am the host of Bad Advice. We will see you every Saturday here at Skid Row Studios. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Drew's Bad Advice. And remember, you've been listening to Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. We will see you next week. I have my